This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The new film Undertow opens today. It's the story of two young brothers who go on the run after witnessing their father's brutal murder. The killer is the father's estranged brother, their uncle, who then goes hunting for them.
Out the window.
Chris, it's too hot.
Chris, you can't see me. You have to. Quick, climb down the ladder. You can climb down. Come on, get down.
Coming.
Just go.
The movie is set in the American South, and specifically the backwoods part of that region, a place where the reassuring daily markers of modern life are still absent. The atmosphere is gloomy. It's scary in these woods. Undertow's director is David Gordon Green.
It's somewhat based on a true story that this kid interpreted on a runaway hotline, but from the very beginning, the story was always highly exaggerated, and the truth was certainly embellished to a very unrealistic, unbelievable degree. And in developing the process, at first we kind of were trying to investigate and do research into the true crime nature of the story. But the more we started thinking about it while we were writing, it's just like equally as interesting, if not more interesting, was some of the tall tale elements, the ones that kind of reminded us of the Huckleberry Finns and the Treasure Islands, and it seemed to kind of take on this 50s boys adventure novel type of tone to it. And I certainly, as far as trying something different and working within kind of genre conventions and cliches, but trying to break the mold and put a distinctive spin on it, I thought that would be a real fun way to get the drama across, but also kind of filter it through the child's psychology and kind of interpret the horrors with a little bit more adventure and kind of the fear with a little bit more bravery and add a fanciful quality to it, so it's a little bit more of a heightened reality.
It is an adventure story. It is a kind of a scary story too, but mostly probably a family story.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think the root of it is situations that everybody can identify with. You know, it's fathers and sons, brothers, it's sibling rivalry, it's betrayal, revenge, regret. You know, a lot of very unremarkable but substantial domestic emotion that we really pour the foundation with so that it could have that root in a believable world. And from there, once we had kind of the audience's trust, I thought we could just take a lot of left turns and start taking it to a little bit more of a creative exploration of the oddities of the region.
The oddities of the region, you mean the South, and not just the South, the country South.
Yeah, right. A lot of it's just a lot of these kind of rural, backwoods, low country areas off the eastern coast, South Carolina and Georgia, that I've just been really obsessed with over the years, just because there's such a distinctive culture and character and personality and almost this like timeless antique quality to it. In many respects, it's tragic and education is horrible out there, and there's a lot of very backwards ways of thinking. But if you can ethically step beyond that to this preservation of culture and voice and art, there's a real distinctive beauty there that's pretty untouched by the contemporary world, and I really wanted to explore that and exaggerate that to some degree.
These actors are so comfortable on camera. No one in your films appears to be acting. It must be both very easy and very hard to achieve that. That is, it must be very difficult to achieve that, but one must go about it with some degree of simplicity, I would think. I'm especially struck by the youngest brother, Devin Allen. I don't know how old this young man is. He looks like he's
10 or 11? He's 11 now, I think. Yeah, he's a great actor. Our casting director, Mally Finn, does everything from Titanic and Matrix and big-budget blockbuster Hollywood movies. When she sees an actor that really has a voice and may not have that, you know, kind of sitcom kid traditional smile and ego and all that stuff, and she's kind of got this file of her more eccentric, gutsy actors. In a casting process when a lot of kids are, you know, jumping the gun and eager to memorize your lines and tell you what you want to hear and all that, it's just great to hear somebody throw you a curveball and tell you what he wants to do. And Devin is a guy that can improvise and inspires kind of tangents in plot that I love. And, you know, I happened upon him on the set one day talking to the set medic about his chigger bites that he'd gotten on the riverside, and we ended up punting the scene we were supposed to shoot that day so we could film him talking about chiggers, and that's maybe my favorite part of the film now, is this kind of 5-minute tangent that has nothing to do in terms of motivating a plot, but has everything to do in terms of giving these characters that real distinctive, authentic voice.
I think you might have chiggers.
Do you?
Yeah. They're too small to see, so it's just the bites. The bites are really big. if we were like big size chiggers, if I bit you, there'd be a big lump on your head. Really big. Because the bites are bigger than they are.
What I love about working with kids, and I've done it on three films now, is their lack of self-conscious behavior. You know, you get a lot of actors in there, experienced actors, brilliant actors, but they'll come to the table and say, here's my method, or here's my approach, here's how I've learned to pronounce words, here's how I've learned to articulate and, you know, throw my voice and project so that, you know, the sound man has no problem understanding me and there's no stutters or mumbles or imperfections of my speech. And all that is boring to me. What I want is the stutters and mumbles and when you don't know what to say and the loss of words and the improvisation. People that don't necessarily even show up with the script, but show up in character with a character in mind, with a character in voice, and ready to jump right into whatever the day has to offer, because it's certainly going to be uncertain.
If you don't mind my asking, David, how old are you?
I'm 29.
29?
How are you?
I'm not quite 30 years older than that, but 10 years ago, would you have imagined that you would be doing what you're doing?
I certainly did imagine it, and it didn't seem very realistic, and I've got very little to complain about these days. You know, in the last few years when I've been fortunate enough to work with a group of people that, you know, we've gotten together and made movies, we just kind of keep it as realistic financially and technically as possible. Kind of playing by our own rules, not kind of bending over to a lot of the industry strategy and a lot of the kind of the typical maneuvers of climbing the ladder, but, you know, really just trying to work in a field that we believe in and execute as confidently and competently and collaboratively. That just means, you know, trusting the band of filmmakers that you work with. A lot of those are, you know, just fresh from film school, and a guy dropped out of college in San Francisco, drove across country and worked for donuts. You know, kids off the street that just have enthusiasm and hard work ethic, and a lot of them are now the Terrence Malicks and the Philip Glasses and the Ed Pressmans, the people that have been making films for years, and now they're our collaborators, and it's really an inspiring kind of group effort.
Director David Gordon Green lives in New Orleans. He spoke to us from London. Undertow is open in some cities today.